Today, we are going to talk about the greatest film ever made. That film is Dune. Now, people are going to ask, which Dune? The new Dune of 2021 or the Dune of 1984? The Dune of 1984 remains the greatest film ever made because the Dune of 2021 is only 50% of Dune, a fact that has not been made very clear by a lot of the reviews. However, Dune 2021 is an absolute masterpiece. It is by itself one of the greatest films ever made. Now, obviously, there's a subjective matter in describing what is and is not the greatest film ever made, but there are some themes that are highly relevant in the whole structure of Dune. Dune is the story about a chosen messianic leader, a leader chosen by fate to change the universe. It has very powerful themes that are related to today. Paul Atreides ends up working with the Fremen, a people in touch with the earth, in touch with the environment. And it's a very complicated plot, which we aren't going to summarize in detail here. But to make a long story short, he ends up working with the Fremen and overthrows and smashes an evil empire that is not respecting the environment. It is a film directly connected to spiritual self-awareness, to spiritual focus, and other very important themes in world history. The original 1984 film got a rather bad press, in our view, very unfairly. It was poorly marketed, but it still remains a masterpiece. Now, the new film is absolutely brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And if it were ever completed, it could be greater than the 1984 film, but we really can't evaluate it until the other half of the film is made. But it is absolutely brilliantly done. It captures the supernatural vibe of the original film, perhaps might even surpass it, but it's very frustrating that it was not completed. Now, part of this is a story of how modern corporate business bullshit can interfere with creativity. An example of a triumph of creativity over greed and short-term thinking is New Line Cinema's production of Lord of the Rings. New Line Cinema took an enormous financial gamble by producing all three movies at once. This is what should have been done with Dune. Unfortunately, a lot of corporate nonsense got in the way here. Dune is produced by Legendary Pictures, which was bought and is now a subsidiary of the Chinese Wanda conglomerate, which is involved in all sorts of different stuff. So we wonder, question one is, was Wanda's involvement in all these other activities a reason for not funding the completion of the film when it was shot, which would, by the way, be much less expensive than what they're going to try to do now, which is to try to restart. This hasn't even been agreed to, but assuming they agree to it, to restart production in late 2022. Further problems come from it is distributed by Warner Communications. Now, Warner was bought out in one of the dumbest mergers in American business history, and this took skill, by AT&T on the grounds there was going to be this marvelous synergy, et cetera, with their cell phone business, and AT&T loaded itself up with a giant truckload of debt. Now, just in the last year or so, AT&T's new executive had to admit the whole thing was a big blunder, and now they're spinning it off into some new thing that the fees for which will make millions for Wall Street. Whether it'll do anybody any good, who knows? But that could be a second problem here. However, it's still worth seeing. It's still worth seeing, and you should definitely check it out. But you should, if you have not seen the 1984 film, you should see it, because that is the complete Dune and highly relevant, as we say, to today, of a messianic leader who sweeps away a rotting political order and brings it into harmony with the environment.